In this story, we uncover the hard times the Hebrew had during the famine of Canaan. Jacob and Hebrew are going to Egypt because there is nowhere else to go for food and water. There is conflict with Egypt and Hebrew that leads to slavery, so I hope you enjoy the story of Canaan to Egypt.
I need water.
Jacob, it's so hot. It was hot in the desert, and my family and the rest of the Hebrew were hot and running out of water. We found an oasis and filled up our bottles. Surely we would make it to Egypt. A man in the back said to me, "If my family does not make it, I'll be mad." Then the other woman said, "So I said, we could trust God to get through it all. Don't worry." Everyone agreed with a big
yes.
Then the man said,
"Oh,
let's keep going. Don't waste your time." I agreed and kept on going. Everyone was hot and ready to get there. Kids were crying and the adults were cursing. I forced them to keep going, even though it was getting hotter by the second. We've been in the desert for over 3 days, but it feels like a year. A guy in the back said to me,
"Hey, Jacob, I see the Canaan in the distance."
I said, "Great, we should be there in half an hour." Everyone cheered with Sarah and the man. And for the first time in 30 years, we had hope.
Woo, yeah!
We finally made it to Egypt, and Pharaoh welcomed us. We hoped with crops and water. Nothing could go wrong, at least I think. Pharaoh is getting mad and scared because there were so many of us. I'm worried that my people are going to overpopulate and become slaves. I talked to the Pharaoh to beg for freedom and stay, but he said no. 4 years later, he finally made us slaves. I thought I should trust Pharaoh out of betrayed me and my people. But we still have God to get us through it all. Pharaoh is different than he used to be. He thinks more for himself and less for people.